The chairman of the Oneida Nation called on the state Tuesday to work with Wisconsin's tribes in addressing climate change, Indian mascots, and the opioid crisis. WUWM's Marty Michelson reports on the annual State of the Tribes address.
Several hundred people packed into the state assembly chamber to hear Oneida Chairman Tahasi Hill. He spoke to a crowd that included both houses of the legislature, Governor Tony Evers, and members of the state Supreme Court. Hill says conditions have improved for Wisconsin tribes in some areas, including unemployment and household income, since the last U.S. Census was taken. But he says tribal members continue to struggle with opioid addiction, and it's taking a toll.
In 2017, American Indians and Alaska Natives had the highest rate of drug overdose deaths of any race in Wisconsin, at almost three times the rate of the general population. Substance abuse is often an attempt to avoid painful feelings through self-medication. So it would be no surprise that the opioid crisis has roots in historical and intergenerational trauma for our communities.
Hill says Wisconsin tribes face a funding shortage when it comes to fighting addiction and called on the state and the tribes to work together. He says another major concern is climate change. He called it a real national emergency that's affecting not only the tribes, but the state's tourism industry.
We are experiencing more extreme temperatures and hotter days than ever before. The ice cover on Great Lakes is forming later and melting sooner. The shorter and warmer winters threatens Wisconsin tourism for Wisconsin recreation like ice fishing, snowmobiling, skiing, snowboarding, which many of our brothers and sisters to the north rely upon to support their communities.
Hill called on the legislature to revive the Global Warming Task Force to issue new initiatives designed to combat climate change. The task force formed in 2007 under Democratic Governor Jim Doyle and made recommendations the following year. Then it disbanded. On another topic, Hill called for the removal of Native American imagery from the public schools. He says more than 30 of them still use Indian mascots, logos, and/or nicknames.
The use of Indian imagery stereotypes and dehumanizes our cultures and Native American people for the sake of entertainment.
Hill says the mascots also encourage racist behavior in the name of school spirit, which is socially and academically detrimental to all children. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.